Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Seeger, and today's episode is working through challenges in business. Hey, girls, I hope you're all well. Welcome back to another episode. Today's episode is all around challenging times in business. This is probably one of our most requested subjects, so I really thought it'd be really good to put a positive spin on it. It's so important that if you're especially a sole trader or you have limited resources and things like that, and you are going through some difficult times, and that's going to be different for everyone on what that means for you. It's really nice just to have someone somewhere that can give you that confidence and that reassurance and give you that boost that you need to continue keeping this thing alive and making your goals come true. And that's exactly what this podcast is for. It's not going to be a doom and gloom, like, oh no, this is bad, this is good. This is just honestly an overall sort of attitude, mindset, approach that you guys can take into whatever problem you're going through, whatever challenges that you've got. I might chuck in a couple of examples and things like that, and just bust some myths as I go through this, just so that you guys feel like you're doing the right thing, you're doing okay, it's fine, it'll all work out. And I promise you guys that with time and patience, things will go the way that you want it to go. It's just a little bit of a storm. So shall we get into this? I think because obviously I've been very open about my challenges in business, and I think that's really important. Like, I don't think that it's realistic if you're going to be doing anything major or doing a goal that's outside of the normal world, that you're going to have this seamless ride. Like, that is the number one thing that I think a lot of new business owners sort of struggle with. If you've got goals that are outside of the norm, you're going to have problems that are outside of the norm, and that is just the way it is. The higher that you got to climb, the harder that you got to work, and that is often the reason why a lot of people won't start a business. That's often the reason why a lot of people don't have goals. It's because it does have other requirements that need to be worth it for you. And if you've decided that you want to do something, you need to be prepared to have a positive attitude, not all the time, but you need to have a positive attitude and outlook in order to get to that goal. And because it's something that's not normal, there are going to be so many challenges that you've never, ever, ever had to deal with before. There are going to be responsibilities, there are going to be costs, there are going to be things that are pretty foreign because starting a business and starting big goals is not normal. It is common, but it's not like something that you're learning from the age of 5 upward and you've got this really clear idea and formula that you use. It's something that you don't have this clear formula that you use from school that teaches you the methods that you need to strive to achieve goals and dreams that you choose. Basically, the reason why so many people get so startled in business is I think most people will go to school and have a normal education. And that structure sets you up to be an amazing, amazing employee. It definitely has some things that cross over to being a great entrepreneur or a great business person. But overall, when you do look at how it is structured, it is setting you up to sort of follow a system. And that system really does, I guess, like, mold you into being the perfect employee. So when you try and step out of that system that you've been taught for so, so long, and you've decided you want to do something, you've got to actually take a step back and realize that there are going to be some steps that you need to unlearn and some belief systems that you need to unlearn that we've probably been learning since we were like 5 years old. It's really, really hard to recognize this, guys, but like, the challenges that you face in business are no bigger than what you're going to face in life, in another life. It's just different because it's something that you've chosen that's outside of the normal system, that's outside of the norm. But reality is, no matter what road you go down, you're going to have challenges anyways. It's just that a lot more people in the, I guess, like, more normal system would be able to help you and would be able to find a way out of that. Like, for example, if you like lost your job, the system would be to go and find another job in an experience in a field that you're experienced in. It's not that hard unless obviously there's no jobs, but there is always kind of like a backup plan for that. So it's definitely a great route. Like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. Like, employment, I feel, has so many benefits to it in so many different ways. And I'm sure a lot of you guys know that. As a business owner, you have to be prepared to take all the responsibility and have your own back. And with that comes a lot of pressure, comes a lot of responsibility, comes a little bit more stress, probably a lot more stress. And that is why, as business owners, we're always forcing ourselves to learn, find podcasts, find solutions, find ways that we need to go about things. That is why I've made my podcast. It's just because over the last couple of years, I've started to really recognize what it is that separates somebody that can be successful in business versus normal, I guess, just the standard way of living, which, again, absolutely love. I think there's so many benefits to, but it's just not the route I could personally take. And I just wanted to say, like, with challenges that come over in business, like, a lot of these things that, I guess, cause us to feel like we're not doing it right or that it's never going to work out is because we don't really have realistic, like, things over the years to measure from. If you start a brand new business and you've made your own product, or you know, you're selling a certain product or a service, it's so hard when you've got nothing in the past to go off to know whether or not you're doing things correctly or whether or not it's growing slowly or normally or anything like that, and you know how much money you should spend on it, because this is all pretty much from, like, so new to you. So the probable one biggest thing that most businesses that I've, like, I guess, been in contact with that are pretty new is the biggest problem that they've had, what is wrong with me today, is probably like their time frame on sales and making profits. I think, just to break this down for you guys, that if you're really serious and you're in this for the reasons that you should be in this, you need to think about it like this, okay? When you launch a product, when you know your product, all of that kind of stuff, and you've, let's just say, invested the bare minimum to get it off the ground, get it made, a free Instagram, a free Facebook and website and whatever it might be, to put it on the internet, or you've opened a shop, whatever it might be, you need to be realistic with how long it's actually going to take to make consistent revenue. I want to bust this myth straight away, because even if a business is turning over, let's just say, $10,000 a month, right, in the first couple of months, it doesn't mean they're making profit. It might be taking $11,000 to make that $10,000, so they could still be losing money. If you're, let's just say, not making sales and you're not advertising, or you're not actively funding, you know, the sales funnel online or physically, and you're not making money and you feel like you're losing money, or it's just literally not doing anything, unless you start to put steps in place for, I would say, 6 to 12 months consistently, you will then start to see like more consistent revenue if you're doing the right advertising and marketing. That's where it really stems from. But you're not just going to launch a product unless you're like Kylie Jenner or an influencer or whatever and sell out. It is really difficult to do this. Like, this doesn't happen to 90% of business owners. So, and even at that, when people do launch and they do a couple of things right to get the business name out there and stuff, that doesn't mean it's going to convert to sales, guys. So don't feel bad if you're not making sales in the first month to 6 months, or even like 8 months. If you're making them a couple here and there, look at how it is that you've started to make those sales and put more money into those areas, first of all. If you've not even tried to do anything and you're not making sales and you don't know where to start, we will be releasing a course soon to help you, like, navigate that process for you guys and make it super easy. But don't feel like your product or your service isn't going to work if you're not making sales. That is like the number one thing I want you guys to understand. for example, right, if you were to look at this in normal life, okay, and you wanted to become, let's just say you want to make your business amazing, okay, and let's just say you were leaving high school and you decided you wanted to be a doctor, okay, that's an amazing job, right? You're going to do amazing things being a doctor. To become a doctor and get the chance to start making money, you first of all have to invest in your education for 7 years. You've got to wait. And it's the very same with business. It's actually quicker. It's actually probably less money and you're in control of the fees a little bit. But the requirements are still the same, guys. It's like you can't just expect like to open something or have an idea, especially as a newbie, and like get the reward straight away. It just doesn't work like that, okay? Like it really doesn't. It's the exact same as if you were to become a doctor. And even at that, look at what humans do when a doctor is brand new, fresh out of uni, just graduated. People are still skeptical, but this guy has spent 7 years perfecting his craft, passing his exams. He's maybe got his like place in a GP. It's a really bad example for me because I don't even know what the terms are on where doctors really work straight away and stuff. But you get the drift, right? Like, so people are still not trusting 100%. They want the guy that's there for 20 years. They feel more comfortable. He knows what he's doing. Even though this guy has just come out and really it's all fresh in his head and he's just nailed his exams and he's qualified. But it doesn't necessarily mean that customers on the other end are going to feel as comfortable or as confident. They're going to be skeptical even after all of that time and investment and the qualification and credibility. It really is a thing, okay? And that's just how humans behave. Humans' brains are there to protect them. And when it comes to any decision making, unless you are one of the few that is a little bit more risky, customers are going to feel the same when they see your product launch. It really does take a long time and people have to be openly and honestly reviewing it, and you have to drive that. You have to drive people to rave about your product. You have to create interest groups. You have to create a whole community that gives people reassurance that this is the best option when it comes to the best new option when it comes to whatever you're selling or whatever you're doing. This is how it works, and people need to understand what you're about, what you've done, all of that kind of stuff. So I hope that makes anyone that feels like when they first launch a product or a service, just because you're doing the same as X and you maybe haven't invested, you know, the required time to really build that trust up or to really put your, you know, or you maybe haven't put enough like years or funds behind it yet. You need to think about this as the same way that it is to become a qualified professional in any other field. You're building something that people need to trust, and that takes time if you want consistency. So I hope that does help you out when it comes to challenges with sales and stuff like that. If you're like, why am I not doing it right? Why is nothing working? Like, it takes time to be consistent. Don't give up on that side and don't feel like it's a challenge that's not normal. It's completely normal. And I just wanted to kind of give you guys that kind of over that example, just so that you could realistically understand that the route you've chosen is still going to have the same requirements. It's just that you've selected it, you've created it, and you hold all the responsibility and the processes involved in that. So that's how it works. The next thing that I wanted to talk about was attitude and mindset. So when it comes to your attitude during problems in business, you really have to be really strong in your decisions. I've learned this after, I was always pretty good at this, but obviously I had a really big thing happen in January and I was just pretty much shocked and really worn out and stuff. So I know that things like that can happen if you're really tired and busy and you just got so many things going on and you were waiting for a break and then bam, you get the worst problem ever. Happened to me. But your attitude and your decision making for your business, the thing that you've created, if you've started it and founded this alone or with a business partner, you guys need to find decisions and stay final with them during crisis mode problems. Going back and forth, weighing everything up will cause you so much hassle. Now, I know there are certain things where you have to look at everything, go to lawyers. I've done all of that. To be completely honest with you guys, I could have really cut this short and followed my heart and just said, let's give it another crack. Let's just fix it up. Let's just do what we can do, reinvest into it. It's gone horribly wrong. But you know what? I should have done that. And I should have just kept the business going and kept the goal going. I was back and forth like, will I do it? Like people were telling me, stop. You guys know the story. And that is going to happen, especially when your business hits like quite a big problem. But let me just tell you this from experience. That does not mean that the driver of this company cannot make it amazing again. The driver of this company is you, and you need to be so, so, so strong. I had 30, 40 people telling me, leave it, don't do it, lawyers, this, that, and the other. Like total professionals with literally no, they didn't have any buy-in to the business. So why, it didn't really matter to them. It just, they just wanted the best for me now, because they've seen how upset and how hurt and how stressed and how much it was affecting my life. But guys, you get over stress, you get over hurt, you get over all of that when you get clarity. And finding clarity during challenges is so important. Aim for clarity first, because when you're muggled and you're all foggy and people are in your ear and you're trying to figure out who's right and wrong and you forget your own opinion, it's really, really hard. It gets harder and harder and harder. And I spiraled downwards because I was just letting everyone else's opinion overrule what I knew was best for my business. And sometimes you will get that wrong. But guys, clarity in a bad crisis, just a decision that you feel like is logical / in your heart / doable / you know, what you really want to do. Do that, because at the end of the day, you need to tell the people around you that this is what I'm doing. I'm final with that. This is how I'm going to do it. You don't even need to have those answers, but you just need to say that, sorry, it's this way. And that's what's happening. We're going to make this work. It's going to be a series of problem solving. I'm ready for the challenge. I'm down for it. Let's just keep it going. Let's do whatever we can. And when it starts to resolve, guys, the rewards, let me just tell you, you'll be the most proud you've ever been in your life. And this is going to really build your character. This is going to build your strength. This is going to propel you to be able to deal with bigger company problems later. So don't just think when something goes wrong that you're going to go and give up, because that is really, really where you always end up giving up. You always end up quitting. You always end up, you know, if you're going to quit anything, quit drugs, quit cigarettes. Don't quit on things that are really, really good for you. This is something that is just a time thing, and you just need patience and a good attitude. You need to gain clarity. You need to be good at decision making. You need to be final, you know? And then you gotta work, baby. That is how you solve challenges perfectly in business. And that's all you need to know when it comes to how to approach it. The next thing that I wanted to chit chat about probably would be the mindset behind just business overall and how you should go into it, I guess, because a lot of you guys are new. So I'm pretty sure a lot of you will want to dabble a little bit. There is absolutely nothing wrong with giving something a try. But guys, let me just tell you one thing. If you are going to go into a business, you do need to understand that you can't just launch something or try something and see how it goes. Business really doesn't work like that. And I know that sometimes you can get a bit lucky and get some traction and things like that, or gather some interest. However, if you want to actually make this something that really can support your life and help you to get other things out of it financially, or even your status and whatnot, it is not going to do it itself. Like, this kind of does tie into what we've already talked about, but you really need to be realistic. And when you make comments and things about your own business to people, you don't know who you're talking to. Like, we have a marketing company, and some of the things that business, like live business owners or their support people say, is such a poor reflection on how good the company is actually doing or intends to do. So you've got to be careful with your language, guys. When you say to people that, oh, I'm only small business, like there's millions of small businesses that are thinking big. And if you're a small business thinking small, you're going to stay small. Like it is the law of attraction. I'm big on this. And I know a lot of you might not be, but it is true. It's the way the world works. And there is something about it. There's something out there that when you do put something on paper, for example, if I said to myself today, I'm going to keep this business at this size, I'm never going to try and get new customers, I can guarantee you in a year I'll be out of business. If I'm going to say to myself, this is a small business, we're going to reserve everything, we're going to hold back on everything as much as possible to try and make a little bit more money for ourselves, I can guarantee you this business won't grow. My mindset toward a business is to give it as much as I physically can every single day, every single week, every single month. That's work, that's effort, that's adding resources. If I free up any bit of cash, if we get a bigger payment, there's a new staff coming on board. The money is going in to make our clients happier. And that is all I care about. I want people to be sending us testimonials or thanking us. This month, we're actually a small business, but we're not thinking small. I'm doing big things as a small business because the business is going to run with integrity. If it's given the opportunity to fund, you know, new potential clients and stuff like that. Like, for example, I have just done because Melbourne's back in lockdown and the government apparently aren't funding new businesses and things like that. So there is a lot of people currently in a pretty bad financial state because Melbourne's, I'm not really too sure how it differs, but in Australia, all the states like are run by different government parties or something like that. And Melbourne just gets it really, really tough with the lockdowns. They just do lock them down quite a lot for quite a long time. And so a lot of the smaller businesses aren't entitled to grants. So there's a couple of things that you need to have, like you need to be GST registered, et cetera, et cetera. So they're really just left, you know, to kind of, you know, do this themselves. I think it probably more affects the physical businesses that have to close or have to like adapt to online and then try and figure out this whole new thing during a time where they've just literally like had to close their doors. So that is really, really hard and really annoying. And so our business, we're a marketing company, have given $50,000 this month to 100 businesses, marketing packages completely free. They don't have to have any history with us, just to help them out to hopefully, you know, help them get some customers through the door. And each package is worth $500 for 100 customers. And at the end of the day, yes, I lose $50,000. But at the same time, I'm looking at this like in the grand scheme of where this company will go, this is just something that has to become normal because this company has so many incredible benefits for people that for me right now, losing 50,000 is like really not important or something that I really want to focus on. I'm more focusing on what I'm giving to people. Like there is a value that I can actually aid people with right now and when they need it. So I'm going to take the 50,000, deduct that for myself and my business, and I'm going to give that to people that actually need the product that I've got. And that is my thought patterns behind that, because at the end of the day, that is just building, that's building up new potential customers for when they do get through this difficult time. Who knows, like in, even if we had one big client from that whole bunch that pivoted and this helped them with, they're going to always remember that we went out of our way as a small business and we deducted a fairly big chunk of revenue in order to support, you know, people that needed it, you know, are, and that is something that you need to be thinking when you are, I guess, like running a business. You're not really running a business to just follow internally what you've decided. A lot of the time, your goals and your ways of doing things and your products will need to be tailored to how your clients want them, how your customers are asking them to be. And you really need to listen, guys. You really need to watch and you really need to listen. And if you don't have the time to do that because you don't care to do that, then business might not be the route for you. This one's actually not as, my podcast today is a little bit hard, like tough love, but business might not be for you because even though you're not employed, you are, your customers run how your business actually goes. Like, it is by feedback, it is by their needs, it is by how often they want stuff, that you need to be prepared to try and get that to happen for them so that they continue to stay customers. Otherwise, you know, you're just basically gonna leave them off to your competitors. Like, and if you don't have, if you want it done your way, but nobody really wants to buy it your way, then obviously that's going to be a really tricky thing. Business is about serving. It's really not, it is obviously about getting and becoming something and doing something amazing. But when you really break it down, your why actually has to be bigger to serve than it does to take. You've got to be quite a giver as well. Like, as soon as like we hit a certain milestone, I'm pretty much going to hire someone and then I'm supporting someone's life. And ever since the time I've ever hired my first staff member, I remember I was in my kitchen and I was just saying to my partner, like, oh my God, this is the best feeling in the world. Like, our company allows this person to support their family, support themselves. Like, that is the best feeling. And when I had that moment, I was like, I need to have so many staff. Like, I need to do this for so many families. I need to do this. And it was just another, like, sort of realization that this is the right thing for me to do. There is nothing else on the planet aside from making businesses that I would say that I am good at, apart from training. I am just made for it. Like, it's just every single aspect of it I recognize and I think about, and I'm just like, this is so natural for me. This is like my purpose, and whatever it is that'll be like my, you know, massive thing in the future, like, because I am still building up, obviously, I just know that it's in the works, it's in the pipeline, because, I'm so sorry about that, it's in the pipeline because I just know that every single time certain things happen on a smaller scale, that I do want to do that on a bigger scale, no matter how hard it is. And that's also some stuff that, you know, going through challenges and, you know, I guess spending more money and funding it more and just the demands of the business. Like, if you feel internally like pretty happy about giving and doing and spending on those things in order to make this thing bigger and bigger and better, then obviously you're in the right game. Like, this is right for you. If you feel like this is just costing a lot of time and effort and money, and you're like, there's just something in your gut that's telling you you're not comfortable with this, obviously don't give up straight away, but like, do recognize that business is a massive responsibility. It's not something everybody is going to thrive off. Like, being in business is like, it's like being a mom to like many, many, many people. It's like having this really massive pressure on you that never goes away. You know, like, you have to really love it. You've got to be obsessed with it. You've got to be obsessed with every aspect of it, the building, the journey, the progression, the milestones, the challenges. All of it has to excite you in some way. I'm not saying you're not going to have hard times, but I'm just saying that the why and having the actual business running needs to be bigger than any challenge that could ever come your way in order for this to be successful. And that is the approach that you need for your customers to feel like they have the best product in their hands with the best company, with the most passionate CEO. That is the type of person I would personally want to buy from, because I feel in my heart that they would deserve to have my business. If that's what they're willing to do for their customers and their clients, then that is, I'm more than happy to pay for that service, and I would pay more for that service. And that's why I am in business, because that's my commitment to my customers. That's my commitment to my staff. That's my commitment to the whole project itself. Like, I will give anything, an arm and a leg, to make sure that people are happy and try my absolute best in every situation to work things out and make things great and continue to make things better. And I'll put whatever I can into that at any given time, just to make people happier and continue this project. So those are kind of, I guess, like how it makes, I guess, like having that kind of passion and dedication is probably one of the reasons why quitting just does, it becomes not an option. Like, when you go all in so much on something, challenges are just bumps in the grand scheme of it all. Giving out money and, you know, losing money and things are temporary, because you're always just thinking of the bigger picture. And if you really can't see that, it doesn't mean it won't come. But sometimes, like, you need to really see the bigger picture in order for you to know that you can continue. You need to really see the long-term story of your company, or, you know, whatever it might be that you do, your goals. And you just need to really believe in yourself, in your abilities, and in the whole thing being what you've initially thought it would be before you hit any challenges. So that is pretty much, I would say, the bones of how to really like get a good grasp on where to invest and how long, you know, things can take when it comes to sales. I think when it comes to challenges and when it comes to how you run your business, that is probably, like, that is just my way. That is just how I would personally want to do it. And that is also how I'd want my clients to feel when they purchase. And, like, that's just, like, from a thing from within, I guess. It's more from my values and the dedication and the attitude toward different challenges just comes from the fact that I go all in on these things. Like, it's like I leave myself with very minimal options to quit. Like, I normally will quit everything to do one thing, and I'll just go all in on it. And I just really, yeah, when I lose big, but when I win big. So it's kind of like that. And to be honest, my perspective on the whole lot of this, because a lot of people probably after listening to this podcast will go, she's on another level type of crazy. But a lot of you probably will relate to me too, is like, we're all gonna die. Like, I don't know. It's like, when you lose, but everything's fully recoverable. Like, there's always a way that you can, you know, get back to the bare minimum. I don't really mind if I lose every single thing that I own. Like, I'm just one of those people that I don't really pride myself on status or material things. I'd rather give everything my full all and not worry about what I can lose or what might happen. Too much. I take calculated risks, of course. I'm not that dumb, but I am slightly free spirit. I'm a bit of free spirit, and I don't mind risking to lose. So I will put money in to things sometimes where the odds are not always in full favor, but they would be pretty, you know, it's a pretty good likely situation. And I do make decisions, you know, pretty quickly. Like, I just think that, like, life is so short. If you really want to give something a pop, give it the best pop, and, like, just take the challenges, you know, with a grain of salt. They will go away. They will be temporary. But the only thing that you need to make long term is, like, how you make this thing turn out. And that comes down to your attitude, your determination, and your drive. You know, just enjoy it. Like, challenges are just temporary. Just don't freak out every single time something doesn't go your way or as planned, and just, like, embrace that fact that you'll learn it, you'll handle it better next time, and you'll just continue to be a girl boss forever. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It was a little bit I think it was a little bit longer than the others today, but I hope it really does help you to really get some confidence in solving, approaching, navigating through any challenges in business or even in life. Maybe that helps for other areas of life. You don't need to worry too much, because you're going to leave with absolutely zero, nothing at all. But it's really important that, you know, your legacy is here, and that when you are living, that you're not worrying too much about what you're losing, more concerned about how you're going to, like, all the experiences that you're going to have, good and bad, do all the things you want to do in life and just embrace it. You're going to kill it, girls. And please do tag me in your stories if you like this episode or it helped you in one of your challenging times today. Let me know what your businesses and goals are as well. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. We'll be back next week with a new episode and potentially a pretty good guest. Bye.